This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. City kids. Ha! I was one myself. Now, city kids learn a lot of valuable tools for survival, like how to ride subways, push the buttons on elevators. But a lot of city kids think green is just the color of a streetlight. Not Annie and Vita, though.
Two five-year-old girls living in Washington, D.C., who now know that fresh vegetables just don't come from the market, or for that matter, overpriced farmers markets. They've written a book called We Grew It, Let's Eat It by Annie and Vita, as told to their mother. Happens to be Justine Kennett, whose name might be familiar to you from the production credits of our show on NPR. Rhoda Truboff is an avid gardener and former teacher. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
So, like, what do you got here?
Well, come on in. Passing the blackberries on your right and coming through our Gerber Daisy gateway.
Mm-hmm.
Behind our raspberries with buds on them, broccoli. We have our first bit of broccoli. Want to taste it?
Go ahead. How is it, Annie?
Good.
These are Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
We've had this garden since the mid to late 1970s. And we started gardening here because our kids thought vegetables and food came from stores. And we wanted to teach them, my husband and I, that it comes from the land. It comes from the ground, and it takes work, and it takes patience, and then the pleasure of enjoying the results of your work is intensified because you know you did it yourself.
So, Annie, I've been told that you guys are the most accomplished weeders.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, good.
Where do we put the weeds after you've pulled them out? Do you remember?
Compost.
Scott, can you...
Oh, caramba. Okay, can Annie and Vita give me some tips? Because they know how it's done, right? Ladies, give me some advice. What do I do here?
You dig up the weed and put it somewhere else.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, ready?
Now, lift.
Oh, careful. Stand back, Annie. There.
That's perfect.
Okay, thank you.
And then we can just... Tromp it down.
Tromp it down?
Yeah.
Tromp is a...
Oh, not on the plant!
Sorry. Well, I just thought it was a little green thing. I didn't know.
Okay, dig this one up.
All right.
Like this? Where's another squash weed?
Oh, there's another one. Vita, you've got another one right there. Yep.
So, Annie, is gardening fun?
Yes.
So, does stuff taste better when you grow it yourself? Vita?
Yes.
So what's your favorite thing to grow?
Squash.
Squash? Really? Vita? You like
onions.
Eating? Onions. Onions are really neat looking, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're neat. You like eating them too?
Yes.
Oh, wait, let me take off my glasses. Those are onions, aren't they girls?
Try one.
Just eat it like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Mmm. It's an onion. You're right, spring
Sweet
onion.
Sweet and delicious.
Yeah. Mmm.
Ready to harvest some lettuce? Okay, you want to do it leaf by leaf, or do you want to do a whole head?
Leaf by leaf.
Okay, let me get you a basket.
You're a teacher.
Yes.
Retired teacher,
yes.
I guess now,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You haven't retired at all, have you?
No, not at all. And in fact, this book, We Grew It, Let's Eat It, is the result of a winter dream. What do gardeners dream about? They dream about spring planting in the wintertime. And I was dreaming about gardening with children again. My kids are grown. And I thought, who do I know who has children about the age of my girls when they first started gardening here? And I think city kids find a special opportunity for learning when they get outside and work the land.
What do you really wish that you would grow in the garden?
Ice cream plant.
And as if on cue, the sounds of birds chirping and cars snorting was joined by the chimes of an ice cream truck, which must have been just a block away. As two city kids, Annie and Vita, swung on a piece of wood hanging from a big mulberry tree at the Friendship Community Gardens in D.C. The book is We Grew It, Let's Eat It, by Annie and Vita, as told to their mother, NPR producer Justine Cannon. The photographs are by Becky Lettenberger. The book was set in Rhoda Truboff's garden. And to see pictures of the girls at work, come to our website, npr.org.